Okay, today's Daf Hey. We're on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in the last, the first wide line. The first wide line on the bottom, four lines on the bottom, V'nazir Olam. Today we'll learn for Fushleim Hashimon Tzvi Ben Peril, Mordechai Ben Malia, Moshe Shmuel Ben Bas Yabela, and Avigal Bas Esther Malka. V'nazir Olam, Hechaktiv. What is their din of V'nazir Olam? What's a Nazir Olam? What? No. Nazir Olam is somebody who is a Nazir forever, but they take a haircut every, that's a machlokas. How often do they take a haircut? Either every week, every 30 days, or once a year. Right, as the Tosafot said, second to bottom. Klomar Shemutar Lahakel. A lot of you make all of such a person. He's a Nazir Olam, he's a Nazir forever, but he can take a haircut. V'maisim me'avshalom, we're going to learn out from Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, Shehaya Mekel, who lamarked the Islay, lamarked the Islay. But there's a machlokas how often he took a haircut. But that's what a Nazir Olam is. Where does this concept of Nazir Olam come from? The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya. Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. How do you know that? Shneimar says, Vayhimi Kates, Arboim Shana, it was at the end of 40 years. V'yomer Avshalom al HaMelech, and Avshalom said to David HaMelech, his father, Elchana, I'm going to go now, V'ashalim et nidrai, I'm going to pay back my neder, asher nadarti l'Hashem, that I made to Hashem, b'chevron, in Chevron. Okay? Now, how does that prove anything? How does that prove he was a Nazir Olam? How does that prove he was even a Nazir?
So it's just
another one.
Well, he made a vow to serve Hashem.
Oh, so maybe it means he's going to bring a carbon.
Yeah, that's
flawless. Maybe that's what it means. He's going to bring a carbon. He's going to promise us to bring a carbon. And he's 40 years late. Maybe that's what it means. So says the Teferes Tzion, it can't mean that. You know why? Because good people, tzaddikim, would never make a neder to bring a carbon. They make a nedav. They never make nedarim, only nedavos. So it couldn't have been he made a neder to bring carbonos. That can't be. Also, another right it can't be is because we're going to see in a minute that he took a haircut. So obviously, the neder had to be something to do with haircuts. The only thing that is there could be is Naziris, nothing else. It could be. Can't be anything else.
Right.
What? I just said.
I'm bringing a chattas for what?
What chattas? That's not a neder.
Oh, not a neder.
The word neder means one of two things. Either I became a nazir, or I promised to bring karbanos. So it can't mean to promise to bring karbanos, because not nobody, the tzaddikim don't promise like that. The Tzvara Tzion says, Avshalom never would have said to his father, by the way, I'm gonna go now and pay off my neder debt to the Mishkan, I'm gonna go bring, never would have told him that. Never would have done that. Must be, he was a nazir. But he made this. What do you mean? How he died? Yeah. So we're going to see in a minute. We're going to see the whole thing's going to come out. So this was when, in the 40th year. 40th year of what? 40th year of what? So that we'll get to that at the end of the Gemara. Anyway,
how could he delay a nether from the Zeros?
Because he was a Nazir Olam.
But he wasn't. But he didn't start until 40 years later.
No. He started 40 years ago.
So
we're going to see exactly. Don't worry. You're asking a good question. It's all going to be fleshed out now. Umigaleach asar shnei masar chodesh. And you take a haircut every year. Shinema, like it says, Vahimikates yamim liyamim. And the pasuk there says that it says in Shmuel Beis, Ubegalcho es Rosho, when he took a haircut. So what else could it be? What else could it mean when he took a haircut? What has to be a Nazir. Ve'yigalech es Rosho, ve'yihimi keitz yamim liyamim, and it was a situation of yamim liyamim. What's yamim liyamim?
Yearly.
It could mean daily or yearly. I have to make sorry.
It has to mean something. What could it mean?
It could mean day to day. Took a haircut every day?
No.
Can't mean that. What does it mean? Every year. Maybe it means every week. Maybe it means every month. It means something. Right? So, V'yalef yamim yamim mibate arechoma. We're making gzeir shava, even though it's not really gzeir shava, because one's in small bays and one's in over in the Torah, and it's not halacha, it's something that Avshalom practiced. Anyway, so just an idea. Ma hasam yud beis chodesh, afkan yud beis chodesh. So too, a bate arechoma, you could buy the house back after a year. You have a year to buy a house back when you sell it in a walled city. So too, Avshalom took a haircut every year. Rabbi Nehurai Omer, Megala achas l'lamed yom. No, it was every 30 days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megalech me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. It was every week. Shekein matzina b'vnei malachim, like you find by b'nei malachim, shemegalech me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. That they take a haircut once a week. That's how b'nei malachim, the princes practice that way. Okay?
Royalty.
What?
Royalty.
Right. So just like you see that Avshalom took a haircut, and we said he was a Nazir Olam, because there's no other way he could be a Nazir for 40 years if he's not a Nazir Olam, and then the Zeros didn't end. Obviously he was a Nazir Olam, and you see from here that you could take a haircut, you could take a haircut every certain amount of time. What was Avshalom doing when he said, that he's going to pay his neder? So that's another thing. Every time a Nazir Olam does cut his hair, he has to bring karbanos. Whether it's once a year, once every 30 days, whenever he does take a snip, take a haircut, he has to bring karbanos. That's what Avshalom said. I gotta go do that now, because it's my anniversary. Every year I do this. Okay? So far, so good.
The only kind of Nazir Olam can only take a haircut when the hair gets, he says, heavy.
So now we're saying it's once a year.
Or once a week.
Or once a week, or once a month.
That's when it gets heavy.
They're all going to learn how to psukim.
Right.
Yeah, Mr. Farwell?
So what does he have to
do? It happens to me. He was telling his father. By the way, it's 40 years I already made this nether.
Can we deal with the 40-year part?
Yes, we will. My time of the Rebbe, what the Rebbe's reason? We said before, he learns it out from Bati Arichoma. Yalef mi Bati Arichoma. He learns it out of Bati Arichoma. Faha, Rebbe Huda Amar, Ein Yamim, Pechusin, Mishnayim. But Rebbe holds the Yamim means two. So it's not Shayach. It's not Shayach that Rebbe would say, take a haircut every 2 days.
Or 2 weeks.
What?
2 weeks.
Well, no, why weeks?
So
hi, Gzeir Shava, Mishum Kavad Gomer. No, the Gzeir Shava is learned out of something that's heavy, like you said before. Right? Umishnei Yamim Lek Kavad. You don't have to take a haircut every 2 days. There's no such thing. So it can't mean that. The Ema Beis Shanim, it maybe means 2 years, every 2 years. The Chseva Yihimi Keis Shinatayim Yamim. It says by Paro that it was after 2 years, and the word yamim can mean years. Danin yamim she'eni mam shanim, yamim she'eni mam shanim. No, we're going to only make a drasha of yamim that doesn't have the word shanim with it, and not yamim that doesn't have the word shanim with it. Vayuchir said, don't bring me a riot from Paro, she'esh imo shanim. It also says the word shanim. Ve'ema lamed yom, maybe it means 30 days, d'chsev al chodesh yamim. Right? Maybe the word yamim means a month. No, again, donin yamim she'eni mam chadashim miyamim she'eni mam chadashim. Right? Only yamim alone, not chadashim. It says by Avshalom miyamim yamim. It doesn't say chadashim. It doesn't say shanim. None of that. V'ayochiach ze, don't bring me a raya from where? Where it says al chodesh yamim she'esh imo chadashim, that it also has months. V'ema mehacha. Maybe it means over here, miyamim yamima. Miyamim yamima, where is that? Miyamim yamima is a pasuk by Yiftach. It says that Yiftach was not such a chacham, and he made a neder that his daughter, that he made a neder that whatever, they had a victory, and he made a neder that whatever comes out of the house, I'm going to bring for a carbon. And sure enough, it was his daughter. So they locked her up, and it's a machlok as if she actually got killed or not. Anyway, it says in the pasuk that,
she was visited by Israel.
That she was visited. So it says, Miyamim Yamima, which we're going to translate now loosely as, from time to time,
four times a year.
From time to time, Tilachna Benos Yisrael, the Benos Yisrael used to go, Lasanos Labasi, Eftachagaladi, to go visit her, Arbaz Yomim Bashana, 4 Yomim a year. So it says in the first, the beginning of the pasuk, Miyomim Yomima, 4 Yomim a year. So what does that mean?
Every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Maybe it means, how do you know that?
Because
right?
Why would you not spread it over the course of the year?
So, donin yamim yamim ve'ech, 1 second.
What?
Ve'ema mehacha yamim yamima. Maybe it's deposit from Yiftach, miyamim yamima. So the Gemara's answer is, donin yamim miyamim ve'ein donin yamim miyamima. Don't learn out yamim and don't learn out yamima. Right, the word's not exactly the same. Well, my nafkamina, what's wrong with that? V'ha'tan edivei rishmal v'shava kohen u'baha kohen. Right? Zui si shiva, zui bia. It says v'shav u'baha kohen, and we learn out, has to do with whether or not, when a kohen comes to the house, there's one of two options. Either there's saras on the house, on the brick, or there isn't. But we're not sure what it is. Right? Otherwise the kohen wouldn't have called the kohen. Something funny looking on my house, I'm not sure what it is. So the coin could come, it could say one of two things. Either it's Saras, or I'm not 100% sure. So the Torah is vague about what happens if he comes back the following week if he said he wasn't sure. So the Gemara is zero sure, same halacha. Whatever you did if you are sure, you're going to do next week when you're sure. Right? The coin comes back, it's the same halacha. So what? Why can't you have a zero sure? That's not exactly the same word. Miyamim and Yamima. Here it's not even the same word at all. So the Gemara says, that's only good if you don't have anything else to compare it to. If we're stuck with, well, okay, fine, shav and ba, we'll have no choice. But if you have what to compare it to, we'd rather compare it to something that you can compare it to. What?
Makes sense.
It makes sense, exactly. Another answer why you can't learn it out from Yamima is because, and then, by the way, what would the halacha be if you could learn it out from Yiftach, this daughter, this pasuk? And how often does he take a haircut? Every 3 months. As he said, it goes 4 times a year. Miyamim yamima, every 3 months.
That's what I would think.
That's what you think. That's a problem. You know why? Ikat yamim. Called tlas in yachin chadzimna. How do you know they went every 3 months? How do you know that? Dilma arba zimni bishata. Maybe it was 4 times a year. Arba Yarchin Chadzimna. Maybe it was 4 months in one shot. They camped out there for 4 months. When they had nothing else to do, and when they were off from school, they came there and camped out for 4 months. Maybe that's pshat. Train Yarchin B'Chadzimna, 2 months at a shot. Right? Maybe that's pshat. Since we don't know, we can't bring a riot from that. Tosva says, just is what I said. Fine. Okay. Now, Rabbi Nehurai Omer, Migalech Achas L'Shoshim Yom. Rabbi Nehurai said, take a haircut once every 30 days. That not only any Nazir Olam, and a Shalom too. Every 30 days. My time, Rabbi Nehurai Omer, Migalech Achas L'Shoshim Yom. My time, Gabi Kahanim. How do you know that Kahanim could take a haircut every 30 days? Mishum De'ika Kovade. Because after 30 days, it gets heavy already. People need a haircut after 30 days generally. Hachanam ikka kovei. So too over here, by Avshalom, or Nazar Olam, every 30 days. Now how do you know that a Kohen can shave his hair every 30 days? How do you know that? Right, the Gemara just said, my time of Gabi Kahanim, how do you know Kahanim can shave every 30 days? What? Kahanim.
That's it.
The answer is, it's a Gzir Shava from Nazir. So right, the Gzeir HaShava from Nazir.
We had
a regular Nazir.
We had a listing of it. Called the king once a week.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Right, once a day, king.
King once a day. And
a coin gadol every week, and a regular coin every 30 days. How do you know a coin every 30 days? So it's, I didn't know this, but I read Tosfos. It's learned from Nazir. So Tosfos asks, look at the Tosfos, my time of Kahanim, the Ika Kovaid. V'im Tomer, 1 second. Kahanim atzmam yalfinam istam nazir. Kahanim themselves learn it out from istam nazir. Para. Right? D'makila nachas l'shoshim yom. Every 30 days you can take a haircut, because istam nazir is 30 days. So to a coin, every 30 days, it's a clear shovel like that. So, v'im kein, neilif nazir olam istam nazir. Da'avish l'shoshim yom. Why you bring Kahanim into the picture? Learn a Nazir Olam. From Nazir, regular Nazir is 30 days. Why you bring, you make it so complicated with Kahanim?
Why don't you just learn it from the same pasuk that he learned from
exactly.
No, not the pasuk. That the pasuk of Avshalom.
That what? No, but Avshalom pasuk, the pasuk is vague.
Exactly. Avshalom is asking his father, he's got to go to do, take care of what's what. He was doing it every month. I don't think his father would know.
Okay. I hear you. So I hear it's a good it's a good question. So but that's not supposed to be asking.
Why is it?
Right. Okay. It's a good question. So how often did he see him?
What?
How often did he see him?
He lived in the palace.
So V.H. Loma. So the Tos. I don't have an answer to that. I don't have an answer to that question.
Maybe there were different parts. I lived in the palace.
You wouldn't see him once in a while.
Everybody wants to be
king. Because I know he lived in the palace.
That's not good. Maybe
he was
so big
that
I lost.
You know a lot about
Avshalom. V.H. Lomar, Satoz's answer is, again, his question is, if Kahanim, I learned that from Nazir, so learn on Nazir Olam from regular Nazir. V.H. Lomar, Delo Mistaber Le Lim Lelamed Kedushas Olam Mi Kedushas Shah. We don't want to learn out Kedushas Olam from a Kedushas Shah. What does Kedushas Shah mean? A Nazir is a Nazir for 30 days, and then he goes back to being a regular person. He tried it out once in his life, didn't really like it so much. That's it, he gave it a shot.
It's temporary.
Lahachi yalef mi kahanim. That's why I would rather let it out from kahanim. Afa gaf, delamad min halamed. Even though kahanim, I learned out of Nazir, but kahanim of a maila. What's that? Mishum de kahanim na mekedushas olam havi. Kahanim, you're gone forever. You can't undo that. So we want to highlight that comparison. We'll learn out from kahanim. Okay? Next. Back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer Megaleach Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. Every Friday,
Nazir
right?
Olam.
What?
A Nazir Olam.
A Nazir Olam is every Friday. Right. Now my Ika Bene Lashar Achoi. So 1 second, why should he be different than any of the other brothers? Everybody, every prince takes a haircut once a week. Well, him is no different. He's a prince.
How do I know this?
Huh?
How do I know this?
What do you mean?
How do I know this? It's royalty.
It's a good question. I don't know how we're gonna. I don't know how we know that. We learned that from somewhere. That a Ben Melech takes a haircut every week. Anyway, so the Gemara answers Kizontait. Yontif shechal yos be'emes the Shabbos. A yontif that falls out in the middle of the week. Da'achuhi megalchin. They would take a haircut. The rest of the family. Why? Erev yontif. But who lo megalch? He would not. Why? It's not Erev Shabbos. You can't take a haircut if you're Nazir Olam. You can't take a haircut more than once a week. Inami or ligaluche min tzafra demale shabza achuhi megalchin. The rest of the family, Ben Melech, can take a haircut on Friday morning, right when they wake up. Ihu lo megalech ad panya. He would have to wait till later in the day. Okay. No, a Nazir Olam. Yeah, Nazir Olam and Avshalom. They would have to wait till later in the day. Now, Hani Arboim Shana Mayavidatayu, what are these 40 years over here? What do these 40 years come from? So Tosfa says, in the Tosfa of Hani Mem Shana Lamai, he says, Pirish, Deleka Lamemar Lamem Shana Lamachas Beis David. You can't say that the 40 years correspond to the 40 years of David's kingdom. That you can't say. Why? What? What?
This is right.
The Oz Morad Avshalom, and that Avshalom rebelled. By the way, this pasuk here that Avshalom told his father he's going to get a haircut was the beginning of Avshalom's rebellion, which he rebelled against his own father. Right. So you can't say that was in the 40th year of David HaMelech's kingdom. Why? The Hamash Makroi, the Pesukim imply the Haya Melech He Shanim Acha Meiser Zeh, that David HaMelech ruled for another 5 years after Avshalom's rebellion was over. And he only ruled for 40 years. So it can't be that the 40 years start at David HaMelech's rule, so it has to start 5 years before. 5 years before David HaMelech became king, Avshalom became a Nazir. 5 years before David HaMelech became king, Avshalom became a Nazir.
That's impossible.
That would mean, if David HaMelech ruled for 40 years, and he ruled for 5 years after this, and this is his 40th year, it has to be his 5 years before. Why?
When did he get married?
1 minute. The Gimel, why? Because after Avshalom died, after the rebellion was over, and it ended in his death, Gimel shel Rav, there were 3 years of famine, V'achas Shemona Yisrael, and then 1 year when Yisrael was counted. V'achas Shehemid Mishmaros, and then there was another year of setting up Mishmaros. So therefore, it's 40 years. Now, how old was David Melech when he became king?
28.
Well, really 30. Because it's 40 plus 30 is 70. David was 70. How can he be 28 years old? So that's 42 years. It was like king for 40 years. So it was, let's see, 28. It was 28 or 30, something like that, right?
What's 2 years?
Right. So now, if Avshalom made the neder 5 years before he became king, that means he was 20. David Melech, I'm right. David Melech was 25. Right. How old was Avshalom?
We know when David Melech got married to his first wife.
How old was he?
2 years before. 2 years of Shaul.
Yeah.
First time he got married was after when he fought Goliath.
Right.
The prize for five.
So yeah, we didn't give the answer. We didn't say what happened in the five years. Keep reading. From the right Omer Mishum Rishua, Lekates Mem Shana Sheshalu Blahen Melech. It was when the Bnei Israel asked for a king.
Right.
Which was 5 years before David Melech became king. How do you know that? Says Tosfos. Doesn't say. Elu shemardu malchus shel olam tala meridas avshalom b'shaaltam lehem melech. Just when the Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, when they said to Shmuel, "We want to be a king," and the Bnei Yisrael were faulted because they asked in an improper way, right? They asked, "We want to be like everybody else." When was that? That was 5 years before David Melech became king. Why? Because Shmuel became Shaul. He was king for 2.5 years. Then there was another year and a half of someone else. Mephibosheth, all these until David Melech finally became the king, was 5 years later. So those 5 years is the extra 5 years. And then he became rebelled in 35 years later, which is 40 years. That just makes Avshalom extremely young when he became.
Wait a second. Yeah. Got married at 25?
No. I don't know when he got married. But I'm saying he was extremely young. Because he became the king when he was 30. So this was already loved and now he's 25 years old. And he already has a son old enough to be a Nazir. Now they have to be a Gadol? Can he be under 13? Why? That's all I'm saying.
No, right. It's 20 plus 2.
Right.
He was 20 years old when
and then there was that two year interim period. Why not? David Melech was 25 years old.
Unless you're saying that it took Shmuel 2 years or so to.
So how old was Rav Shmuel?
Yeah, look at the. I don't know. Nobody knows. But look at the next Tosfos. Look at the next Tosfos. It says Shahaya Shemasar Shmuel. L'Shmuel. You see that? Let's just finish the Gemara. Tana Oseshana Sheshalom LaHamelech. When the Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, he Shnas Eser L'Shmuel Haramasi. It was the 10th year of Shmuel's reign. It wasn't a king; it was a judge, right? So look. What? Right. So look at that last tosses before the word Stam. B'chatzi Yud Aleph in the halfway through that year, Hamid Melech he appointed a king. Umala Chatzi Yud Aleph. And he ruled for half of the 11th. Ubishnei Shanim, and 2 years later, Hare Dalad Shanim L'Sheila. That's 4 years after they asked. Right? What's 4 years? He was a king for 2.5. Half a year, took him half a year to pick Shaul. Right? With 4 years.
Hare Dalad Shanim L'Sheila.
Ubitchilas Lamed Vav Lamalchus Beis David Hishnas Mem L'Sheila, and the 36th year was the 40th year of when they asked. The Achakach Marad Hashalom. Then Hashalom rebelled. UbeHashana Hahi Hishnas Rav. That was a famine. Vegamba Oseshana Oseshnas Mem L'Sheila. Right. That's what they're saying. That even though he didn't rebel till 40 years later, that the year that Hashalom became a Nazir was the same year that the Jewish people, so to speak, rebelled by asking for a king in an improper way. So to speak, a little bit of a connection. That's why they're connected.
So how old is he?
I don't know. So I tell you this. At this point, David Melech was 25 years old. Can a 25-year-old person have a son? Of course. Can they have a son old enough to make him become a Nazir?
No.
That's a little bit unlikely.
No, it's unlikely.
That's unlikely.
It's impossible.
That's the only issue.
It's
25-year-old person could have a son who could have a son. No question about it.
Possibly, he's 7 years old. He's not going to be 13.
I don't know.
If he's 7, then he can't be 13.
Isn't Yuval Shalom's mother?
I don't know. What does that do with anything?
He got married to her afterwards. He got married to her after the whole situation.
So
he's saying that he wasn't even married at the time.
So he wasn't married?
He can't make a shmua when he wasn't born yet.
So we have to look that up. I don't know. Okay, next. Next. This is probably the shortest Mishnah in Shas. Stam Naziris Lamed Yom. Stam Naziris Lamed Yom. A Stam Nazir is 30 days. Says the Gemara, Menahani Mili. How do you know that? Amar of Masna, Amar Kra, it says, Kodesh Yihyeh, that a person who becomes a Nazir shall be holy. Yihyeh, the Gematra, Tlasin Hava. The word Yihyeh adds up to 30. The Gematria of Yihyeh is 30. It's a little bit of a funny drasha. That you learn a halacha from a gematria. Yeah. Says the rush, toward the bottom where it says Gemara. It's the first rush in the Gemara. Yihyeh gematria tlasin hava. You see it? Yireh.
The Gemara gemirin.
What? Yireh the Gemara the gemirila. That the 30 days is a tradition. Vasmchuha ahach gematria. And it's a samach is a gematria. Gematria is not one of the 13 meals the Torah addresses behen. How can they get 30 days from gematria? The answer is it's not gematria. It's a halacha. It's a halacha l'moshe mitzinei. Happens to be that the word yeah, it's up to 30. It's a nice trick to remember. Now barpada amar kineged nizro nazro hamorim batora lamid chaser achas. If you count up the words Nazir in the Torah, how many will you get? 29. That's why Bar Pada holds a Nazir, it's only 29 days. Now if you count up the words in the Torah, how many times does the word Nazir appear? Huh? If you do that, you will discover that it's not 29. How many is it?
30.
30. So the Rosh says that the word, Gesundheit, not the Rosh, The Tosfos says Gesundheit that the pasuk the Nazir Elokov al Rosho in Bamidbar Perek Vav pasuk Zayin is not counted because that's not a reference to Nazir, it's a reference to a crown. So if you count up the actual reference to a crown. Not another. If you count up the actual word Nazir, you'll get 29. Well, he did count. He counted 29. He knew that was not on the list. Now, for Rav Masna, Nami, Nalith, Minazir, Nizro, why didn't Rav Masna learn out from there? Right? The Gemara doesn't ask why Rav Pada didn't learn out from a Gematria. It says the Rosh, because the Gematria is not a chash of a thing. But why didn't Rav Masna learn out from, count up all the times it says the word Nazir, and you'll get a number. Why didn't he use that part? By the way, that one of the Yugim Midos also? Is that one of the Yugim Midos? How many times it says something in the Torah?
No.
Yeah? Which Yigil Midah is that? No, it's not Yigil Midah either. But apparently...
Which group is of that, of the Shmuel's is that?
None.
The small one.
None. This counting up the words? Yeah. It's not there. Now, Gematria isn't the other list. There's another list of 32 other methods of being darshaning the Torah. Gematria is on that list. I don't know if this one is. I don't know.
It's not on this list.
It's not on that list. It's not on Yigil Midah's. But, says the Rosh, it's better than Gematria. That's what the Rosh says. It's better than Gematria. Right? Amalei Ahulu Drasha, because he uses them for drushas. He can't use them to teach you something else, how many days a Nazir is, because he uses it for something else. For example, V'yayin V'sheicho Yazir, let's say Yayin Kibitz V'yayin Rishos. We had that one already. That one teaches you that Yayin Mitzvah is also just like Yayin Rishos. Kiyafalina Nadir, Nazir, Lahazir, Malam Echa Nazir is Chal al Naziras, Nazir is Chal al Naziras. I can't learn out how many times the word Nazir says. They're all taken, these words. Ubar Pada Amalach, what kind of answer is that? Leka Minhon, the Lav Ludrasha? Of course. What? Chad Minhon, the Lav Ludrasha. Isn't one of them available? Is not even one open? Ella medahu l'minyana kulam l'minyana. See, of course, since there's a number, they're all available. Of course, I agree with you. They learned that for other things. So what?
You can also learn it for this.
So what? They learned that for other things. So what? So now, listen to this. Tanan, the Mishnah said, a very short Mishnah, Stam Nazira Shloshim Yom. And the Nazira says 30 days. How can Bar Pozah say it's 29? Bar Pozah is an Amora. How can an Amora argue on the Tana? How can it say it's 29? We have an anonymous Mishnah that said it's 30, and nobody seems to argue on that. Bishlam or Masna Nicha. According to Masna, that makes perfect sense. Elder Barpad the Kasha, but according to Barpad that's a Kasha, how could that be? How could that be? Amar Lach Barpad, ID, listen to this. ID the Ikayom Tlosin. The Megaleach, Umevi Karbonosov, since it's true, another is only 29 days, but you can't bring a carbon on the 29th day, you have to wait till 30th day. That's why I said 30. That's why I said 30. Right? That's why I said 30. And look at the Tosfos. It's the second line, the second wide line before the lines get wide. Before the lines get medium sized wide. He says, V'asr lishtos biayin ulatame lemesim ad shemevi karbonosov. You can't drink wine or be metame lemesim until you bring the carbon. So even though it's not only 29 days, in effect it's really 30 days. Because you have to wait till tomorrow to bring the carbon. Why can't you bring the carbon the same day?
Wait.
Why? According to Bar Masna, why? Because Bar Pada doesn't hold of the concept of Mixas Hayom Kikulo, which Bar Masna is going to hold from in a minute. So therefore you have to wait a complete 29th day, and on the 30th day, you have to bring the carbonos. And you really can't drink wine until you do that. That's why the Mishnah said 30 days. What? So it has to be complete, it has to be complete 29 days. The next day, you can bring the carbonos. So that's why it says 30 days.
The next full day.
What? No, in the morning.
In the morning you bring?
Yeah, because you don't have to hold 29 days. So the 30th day in the morning, already he's done. So why did it say 30 days? For that reason. Mishum Hachi, plus I'm back in Tosa still. The Meshach HaNaziris Ad Klas in Yomi, really it's going to end up being a 30-day Naziris. Why? You can't bring it on the 29th day. You have to wait till day 30. Even according to Bar Pada, you can't bring it on day 29. Now, Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, this is later in the week, next week, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, if someone says, I'm going to become a Nazir, Migaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, you have to take a haircut on day 31. You have to wait till day 31. Now, one second. Bishlamalar of Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, that makes perfect sense. Why? 30 days.
And then the next day,
go take a haircut. Great. Elar Rapada Kasha. But according to Rapada, why are you waiting until day 31? Why are you doing that? Amalach Rapada, I'll tell you why. Im a Seifa. But the Seifa over there said, Im Gileach Liom Shloshim Yatza. If you wait until the 30th day, you're Yotze. How could that be? Now to the Kasha of Masna. How could that be? How could the Mishnah say two opposite things? You have to wait until day 31. And day 30 is good enough too. It's a contradiction. What? So the Gemara answers, El Seifa Misayayale. Says Bar Pada, the Seifa proves him right. What did the Seifa say? The Seifa said, if you take a haircut on day 30, it's good. How could that be good according to Rav Masna? It can't be good. How can it be good according to Bar Pada? Because he holds on 29 days. 29 days. Aye, but the Mishnah in the beginning said 31. How could that be? Reisha, it's very simple, I'll tell you the answer. Reisha nase ka'omer shleiman. The Reisha is where you said, I'm waiting, I'm going to be another for 30 days. According to Bar Pada, Stam Naziris is 29 days. But if you say, I will be a Nazir for 30 days, of course you're a Nazir for 30 days. What can I tell you? What? According to everybody. If I say, I'll be another for 48 days. 48 days. So Bar Pada answers the ratio. The guy said 30 days.
But the minimum is we've learned is 30.
Not Bar Pada. Bar Pada says 29. Right?
But we just had a Mishnah.
What?
But the Mishnah says...
And Bar Pada argues. So the Gemara asked, well, just 5 minutes ago, how could Bar Pada argue on a Mishnah? The Gemara answered, because you really have to wait until the 30th day to bring the carbonos. So Stam Nazir Shloshimim was not incorrect. That's all. Now, if you look at the Rush says, it's, okay, I'm going to find this Rush. The Rush is, it's right smack, right near next to the Tosos we just read, where it says, Ella, Seifa, Al Karchach Misayele, Le Bar Pada. The Seifa says Bar Pada is right. Hilchach, therefore, Reisha, Islach Leferushe, the Reisha has to be talking about, Dinase ba'omer shleimin. A guy said, I'm going to be a nazir for 30 days. Klomar, afal gaf testam nazir is chav tes yom. Even though it's tam nazir, the Rosh is saying deeper than what I just said before. I said, a guy said 29, 30 days. The Rosh is saying more. If a person says, I'll be a nazir for stam, even Bar Pada would agree, as a gzeira, we make it 30 days. Why? You should be another for 30 days. Why? What? That's what the Reisha said.
And according to the Rosh, it should be 31.
What? That's exactly what the Reisha said. The Reisha said 31. The Sefer said 30. So says my partner, the Sefer says I'm right. Because if you do 30, you're right. You didn't do anything wrong. 29 days, 30th day, you go to a haircut. However, the Chacham and the Reisha made a gzeira, always wait 30 days. So don't take a haircut until day 31. Why? Because 29 days is a funny number. Where'd that number come from, 29? It's a funny number. Why? She knows Alam Yom of Ishaminak Hazeh, who, Bibne Adam, Beachash Stam Nazir, who should say Skum. Skum Laminyan Lamed Rak Chasar Yom Echad, and Odem in Aziris, Befarish Lamed Yom, Shu Minyan Shalem. 30 days, it's a Minyan Shalem. It's a round number. 29 is a funny thing. So the Rosh says, the Gemara made a Gzira, the Mishnah made a Gzira, wait 30 days. Yeah, but it's right. Because at the end of the Mishnah there, it says 29 is good enough, 30 is good enough for a haircut. But you should wait 31. Why? It's a nice round number. What kind of funny number is 29?
You say wait 41?
What?
You say wait 41 or wait
31, 31.
31. 31.
Yeah.
31.
Yeah.
It says in the
total. 39.
And it's 39.
Right, right. And interesting.
How many days? We do lots of times like that.
Correct.
We round it off.
Now, 1 second. For 1 second.
Nice numbers.
Now, 1 second. What did the Mishnah say in the Seifa? The Mishnah said that you can take a haircut on day 30. Right? And says, Bar Pada said, that's the proof I'm right. I can take a haircut on day 30. All right, we'll wait till 31 because 30 is a round number. But the Mishnah said day 30. So Bar Pada says, I'm right. How's Rav Masna going to take a haircut on day 30? Right? Rav Masna, Kasha Seifa. How can he do that? Kosavar, Mixas Hayom Kikulo. He holds Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Right? So what does that mean? Yeah. That means your day, your Naziris ends on day 30. And you can bring the Kavanas on day 30 also. Mix with the Yom Kukulo. Right? Right? Very good. Right? But, as a matter of fact, Tanan, Hareini does a Shloshim Yom, Gileach Lo Yom Lamid, Lo Yatza. But 1 second. It says, Harei Nazir Shloshim Yom, in Gileach Lo Lamed Lo Yotza. But 1 second, it says in the Mishnah somewhere that if you take a haircut on day 30, you're not Yotze. Yeah, that's Ba'omer Shleiman. That's what you said straight out, that I'm going to wait a full 30. So then you can't take a haircut on day 30 also. Because you said, I'm not holding for Mixas Yom Kukulo. After a full 30, I take a haircut on 31. Right? So it's interesting. This Mixas Yom Kukulo is a fascinating topic because we very rarely use it. As a matter of fact, used by Avelis. Avelis, where else is it used? Where else is it used? You're going to have to scratch your head for a long time to figure out where else it's used. So it's used by Nazir. According to Rav Masna, it's used by Nazir. Not according to Bar Pada.
How about
Tuma? No. So Tuma, Mixes a Yom Kukulo, he's right. Mati's right.
No,
but that's only because it's a gzera, and Tuma might come back. If we let you go to the mikvah at 10 o'clock in the morning, but what's going to happen? You'll become Tomei later in the day. It's very rare. Shabbos. Well, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, so Mixes a Yom Kukulo, I don't keep Shabbos anymore. No such thing. There's no such thing. Right, by Yom Kippur. No such thing. It's very rare that you use Mixes a Yom Kukulo. And by the way, all posts come hold. Mixes Yom Kukulo does not start the night before. Only in the morning. Right? You never heard someone sitting Shiva at the night, the Shkia comes, they wait till it's safe, then I'm a Shiva. No! You have to wait till the morning. Mixes Hayom Kukulo, right? Hayom. Right? Where else do you use Mixes Yom Kukulo? It's pretty rare. It's super rare. There are these other, like, weird things where it applies. So I asked the rabbi, he had a whole list. They're very rare things. It's not like, Shiva's. What? Right. So if you hold by Zmanim, it doesn't apply. Right, so you must say that was a good pickup by Tuma. Really? By Tuma, it is the seventh day. Let's say by Zav or a Zava, times of Gemara. They can go to there was a gzeira not to go because they go, and then they become tummy later. So the whole thing would get undone. So that's not Iker Adin. You could rely on Mitzvah Kula Iker Adin. The gzeira not to for that reason, but Iker Adin that's a good pickup. Where else? I'm not sure. Interesting. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.